The team.
He speaks as a long drive to right, and it is a home run for Gibson.
92.1 FM, Lansing's sports talk leader.
Welcome back to The Drive with Jack, the team, 92.1 FM. I'm here with Graham Couch, sports columnist for the Lansing State Journal. And it is time for Psychologically Speaking, brought to you by Regional Psychological Services and DrJohnB.com. I want to welcome in Dr. John H. Braccio, distinguished clinical psychologist and the master of assessments. Hello, John. How are you?
Well, gentlemen, I'm in a great mood. I can't complain at all.
What would you pay, Graham, to hear Dr. John say, I'm in a terrible mood?
I mean, I'm amazed it hasn't happened so far, but I would pay a lot. I mean, there are very few people that I like, and I like John, that I would like to hear miserable. And I just would. I can't help myself.
Well, as long as D'Antonio and Izzo are around, I'm probably not going to be too upset.
What if I told you they both retired today?
Then that would put me in a bad mood. Yes, then you could be happy, my good lad. How does that sound, Graham?
You know, we talk a little bit about the praise that Urban Meyer and Jim Harbaugh have given Michigan State University. Do you think this is sincere, or do you think this is a setup?
Well, you know, I've got to look at it two ways. I think it's true. And I think it is very complimentary. It's just when you have two competitors like this, you have to think part of it is not to want to do too much to arouse the team. How does that sound? So it sounds like an odd thing because I've looked at this from every angle. Another angle is, well, we don't want to make it sound like they're too big of a rival, so we will just say they're good guys and really good at what they're doing, and we don't want to get them upset. That's the only thing I can think of other than it is justifiable praise, which would be true. But in a competitive world, you don't always get that.
Mark D'Antonio talked about they weren't going to be the fattened calf. They were still going to come in with a chip on their shoulder and not going to believe any of these compliments.
Well, I think he really has to do that. I think anyone does who's going to really be winning. If you don't really have that thing, you know, you've got to have the angry return of Goliath, you know, against David when you go into the Ohio State game, because if you just are happy with competing and trying to win and doing your best, I think all those are important, but I also think it's critical to really be just at the right edge emotionally. And I will say, I think that is something that D'Antonio over the years has mastered, having the teams ready to play. That doesn't mean you don't lose a game every now and then, but he likes the chip on
but
the shoulder.
He does, but this will be an interesting year because the chip gets harder to have. You know, when this many recruits are coming in, when you've defeated your rival, like Michigan was a gift last year when they drove that stake into the ground. That was a gift. And I'm not saying they would have won the game. Michigan State was a much better team, but that it does get harder to be the underdog, to be the little disrespected guy. Now, that said, they're going to use the Harbaugh thing this year. After all the two straight top five finishes, and the offseason headlines are about Harbaugh, and D'Antonio is going to use that. They're going to use that Ohio State is, you know, still looked at as the, and for good reason, they're the national champs, but as the premier program in the Big Ten, you're still beneath that. They can use that. But it gets harder to roll into a place like Nebraska, for example, and say, we should have a chip. First of all, Nebraska treats their fans, treat people well. But right. But the other thing is you've just won there. All those things that used to be demons aren't there, and that becomes a challenge.
I think that is true. I do feel that's what separates, though, a really successful long-term coach. You can't expect to win 11 games every year. I don't care how good you are. You can try to, and there hopefully you can continue that string. But let's take that Nebraska game. Last year, that's a game that they – really almost could have won at the very end there, dropping the end zone. I was there to the very bitter end after like 5 hours or so, in a very miserable night, I might add. But I think MSU can kind of play on that. Nebraska, I think, can play on the fact that we almost won that game. But I do agree. I think going into Nebraska, a night game, they have everything they want to win. That's a big platform for them. And I think they can work and try to have a chip on their shoulders. But D'Antonio, to this point, has been able to get the teams ready. But even if you're ready, it takes a play one way or the other, and it can go against you. If you remember the 7-6 year, there were just a bunch of crazy
things. The other thing is, though, the chip isn't just the pregame speech. The chip is the summer. The chip is the way you prepare.
A thousand invisible mornings.
Exactly. The chip is, you know, the motivation. And I do think it is important that this team, look, they haven't gotten to the playoff, which is out there. And obviously they may have been in a playoff if the playoff existed the year before that, but they haven't been there. They haven't done the national championship, and they believe they have a group that can do that. So the motivation, I think, will be fine throughout the summer for that. There is that hunger still with this group. But once you get in the season, say something goes wrong, and you can no longer play for that. Well, I think one of the great testimonies to the program last year was that when they lost Ohio State, the business-like fashion they handled those last three games, I thought said a ton about the character that's been set forth. And I thought, as much as anything that's happened in this Michigan State program over the years, the way they handled those last three games said something about where this program is. Because if what you're doing is trying to get someplace, but you're of weak mind or weak character, you're going to drop one of those games.
Yeah.
Well, let me agree with that. That maybe chip on the shoulder is the wrong word. Maybe the word is
fire in the belly.
We're champions. We haven't won the national championship, and you can actually lose a game, as Ohio State showed last year, and still get to that championship game. I think the Oregon game is going to be a fascinating game to just see what happens. But I do feel with the players back, players that have had so much winning, this is a fire in the belly, call it what you will, a year that these guys do really want to win everything if they can. And I think they have the possibility, always realizing that things can happen in a game that you can't really control.
John, I want to talk about the psychology of championship rings. In this case, we are talking about the Cotton Bowl. And I want to know who is preoccupied here. Is this Michigan State preoccupied with Michigan in keeping with its tradition of putting a victory score over Michigan on the side of the ring? Or is this a sign that Michigan is suddenly preoccupied with Michigan State that this bothers them so much?
Well, I think a couple things. I remember if you read the three and out that Bacon wrote on Rodriguez, the three worst events he had were those losses to Michigan State. I mean, they're pretty devastating as you read through there. I think that D'Antonio loves to poke at Michigan. You know, when you look historically, you get Michigan thinking they're this or that, even forgetting the 35-28-2 and since 1950, which I call modern football. My feeling is we're back to the future now. All of a sudden, it's the Biggie Duffy days where Michigan was just a group to kind of run over. And I think D'Antonio is really enjoying this. Now, there are those that could say that, well, this is the bad thing to do. It shows you're not confident in yourself. Well, you know, I remember Biff going after McFly. He didn't look very insecure, or Hitler into Denmark in World War II. I think there are times.
I love the Biff, McFly, Hitler, Denmark.
Yeah.
Pair those together.
Yellow. But I just think what's happening here is D'Antonio is really mad about the first year, maybe from his years before, and he's thriving on this. He is really loving every second. And then you've got our poor friends in Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
They go, with that odd voice, real challenge is Ohio State. And crush, boom, there it is on the ring. I just find it kind of comical and enjoyable.
I think there's one other thing, though, John, with D'Antonio that some people have missed. And that is that he was not ever scared of the University of Michigan. Now, other people may have been. They may have been paranoid. They may have had inferiority complexes. But when he came here with Nick Saban, with inferior personnel, they beat Michigan twice in 5 years. They beat
did.
Tom Brady. And then when he went to Ohio State, after the initial announcement of what Jim Tressel's team was going to do, it did it. And it went on and beat Michigan like a drum. And the thing is that in this century, Ohio State, they still give out those trinkets, those gold pants. And the joke is that the Ohio State players have so many of these things, they need a new closet.
Well, this is hard to disagree with you two. How does that sound? This is scary where we don't have one major thing to, you know, debate. I really just feel it's kind of fun. And I do remember D'Antonio saying it's not over, it's never over. And I believe he really believed that when actually the first game was such a horrible, horrible loss, as we remember, when Mallett loses the ball. And our little friend, actually, I might add, though, I will always give credit to the Michigan tailback of those days, because he had some great years, two great years against Michigan State. But
yeah, Mike Hart was tremendous against
Michigan
State.
There's no question, particularly the fumble, Mallett, unbelievable. He picks it up and runs it like 20 yards. But the main thing is D'Antonio always believed it, the players believe it, the fans believe it, and people my age just say, gee, this is the way it ought to be. This is life back in the 50s and 60s, back when football was the way it was supposed to be. Let's go beat our little friends in Ann Arbor and watch them squeal and howl and whatever. Now I realize life can turn. But
well, and that's why it's not over. It's never over for D'Antonio, because if you take your eye off it, it turns back.
That's right.
And that's why you enjoy the moment. And then when in defeat, defiance is what Churchill said. Victory, magnanimity. There's not much magnanimity in my voice. But anyway, we enjoy the present and realize future could change, but then we'll be ready to fight again.
John, as always, big fun, and I will see you tomorrow night.
Very good, my friend. Bye-bye.
All right, Dr. John Braccio. Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com, our Psychologically Speaking segment. When we get back, we're going to be joined by Terry Denbow. It is our At Issue Hour. We're talking about wild times, hits and errors, and discussing the MSU softball situation. We will be right back. Graham Couch is still here. We'll be talking about this for the 4 o'clock hour. Tom Crawford will be with us at about 5:30, and I'm sure that he would disagree with a couple things Dr. John B. said. We'll be right back. It's a Drive with Jack on the Team 92.1.